Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Abdul Rahman Al-Harabi has visited the White House a whole bunch of times, sometimes for many, 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 many hours. You know, he's the Saudi Arabian that it turned out was on the watch list and is connected to the royal family, who was visited by the First Lady and who is obviously being protected and that they're moving to deport. But last week, in fact, guys, I forgot to tell you before the show, you queue up Drudge Report where Big Sis says Drudge Report not credible. And they're asked about this last Thursday. And she says the Drudge Report is not credible. No, that is not going on. And then, of course, Senator Cruz goes, did you read the whole 300-plus page bill that came out a few hours ago? I did read it. Yes. He's like, oh, you did. We've been very busy. It's just a total liar. And they are acting so suspicious. And I got to be honest with you. If they're arrogant enough to have a Saudi who's got a bunch of his family on the Saudi terror watch list, there's only 85 people on that list and six of them are his family. And then the First Lady visits him on all this. I'm like, is it really? Really? It's that obvious? You know, because Glenn Beck's been all over this. We were on it day one, but just said, okay, he's a person of interest. We don't know. He should be looked at. He should be looked at. And they fished another Saudi out of the Boston River there. So this is very suspicious what's going on. But still, I got to hand it to Glenn Beck. I mean, just got to do it. Of course, Drudge Report last Wednesday, linked to our report about the Saudi that was first, and then Beck did a piggyback on it and did get more intel than we had. In fact, he was the first to say he's visiting the White House and stuff. I was like, really? And now it's confirmed. We're going over that today. I mean, this is beyond a spy thriller. And it gets worse. Janet Reno lookalike, Big Sis lookalike. I'm sorry, I shouldn't. Mr. Matt Al. No. Pat from Saturday Night Live. Okay, that's wrong to do that. Rachel Maddow, Ms. Maddow, Ms. Maddow, Ms. Teleprompter, went on a 14-minute tirade against myself and the Drudgenator and others, and says it's a conspiracy that First Lady visited this guy when it's on record. She did. And you got the Saudi ambassador or the foreign ministry, more powerful, running around that night in emergency meetings with Obum-Bum, with the POTUS. By the way, I saw on YouTube people commenting going, it's POTUS, not POTUS. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's not POTUS. I mean, I got to make a joke here. When the media 2 days ago, and they're still doing it worldwide, saying Alex Jones influenced the bombers, who, by the way, the one living who had his larynx cut out, his vocal cords chopped on, and he climbs out of the boat and come on over here, buddy. You know, get the scalpel ready. Maybe they should use a chainsaw on him like Buzzsaw from The Running Man. But this is all falling apart like nothing I've ever seen. And she gets up there and just says that it's all a conspiracy theory and then uses a clip out of context where I talk about a secret space program and thousands of dead astronauts. To be technical, I've talked to three different NASA guys. One of them agreed to come on air, who was in Air Force intelligence in Vietnam, then was on the front line of the Houston program, ran the cameras on the moon, and then he choked up on air and wouldn't say it all. I guess that national security conditioning, I've been over to his house, I've seen it all, you know, the big presidential awards, he's got like that highest award you can get. That's one of the guys. Two other guys confirmed it. I've also talked, I guess four guys, one of them, two are on record, Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program. And the point is, when I said thousands, I've talked to people that were in programs that they knew hundreds had died. Like 98% of the space program is secret. They tell you 90% is. It's like 98. What you see is for show. I mean, hundreds of test pilots died. And what I've been told is they compartmentalize, know of dozens per program. And there's hundreds of programs.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll remember a few weeks ago, Mark Dice did a man on the street, and every person he talked to but two women agreed that all guns should be confiscated and gun owners should be arrested in California. They signed a petition to do that. We had our crew out in California to interview Professor Griff of Public Enemy when he was being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and some other people for an upcoming film. I'll just tell you, Obama Deception 2. And we said, why not just go see Mark Dice and go back out and ask some of our questions on top of it? So we said, should we turn California over to Nazi Germany? People signed a petition for that, to go under Nazi rule and to get rid of the police force and confiscate the guns. We basically followed MSNBC script of, it's for the earth, for the children, and the people did sign. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. We're going to premiere that. It has not aired on the nightly news. It has not aired. We're going to premiere that today here. You have to understand, this is the majority of Californians. We did not go to a mental institution. We did not go to a place with people that have had brain injuries. God bless their soul. This was real people that could talk being told, we're going to put gun owners in camps. We're going to inject children with mercury. We're going to turn America over to Nazis. And they signed petitions to do it. Now, that is the, and by the way, we're going to go even more outrageous here in Austin. We've had people sign, everyone in Austin signed to ban water for the earth. And we're going to go out and say, execute children for the earth. We're going to say, put children in microwaves for the earth. And because if you do it in an NPR voice and say, I'm a liberal, let's murder children, they will sign. I'm predicting. Next week, we're doing that. And they will sign. We're going to go to the University of Texas to murder the children of America. You think I'm joking? You don't understand how evil these people are. This is a cult of sickos. If they hear something evil, they're for it. I mean, remember what Bill Maher said a few months ago. He said, I want more death, more abortion, more killing, more shootings. But he wants your guns for the children of Sandy Hook. See, in a rare moment of, see, you think I'm joking. This is not satire. The attorney general owns abortion clinics in America that do a partial birth abortion where they're shoving babies into toilets to drown. These people are, I mean, look at the Nazis, look at the Soviets, look at the Romans, look at the Aztecs. When you let scum get control, giant black pyramids get built and human sacrifice starts. People ask, what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? Pyramids and human sacrifice. I don't know why, that's what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole. That is history. That is what goes on. And yes, it sounds crazy to people that haven't read history books. But if you know reality, if you know history, you know what happens when we become subservient. Good people have to band together and say no to bullies and corrupt, or the very worst of the corrupt will get in control and turn the world into a playground. You know, you think of being able to go to Tahiti for 2 weeks and skin dive and lay on the beach, you know, drinking rum and cokes. Or you think of, you know, being able to go around and see horse races all over the world, you know, whatever you're into. Or you think of being able to go and see the most beautiful art of the Louvre. Or you think, you know, the most wonderful thing in the world would be to go mountain climbing whenever you want. You're a normal person. You like to garden. You like to go to church. You like to help people. You like to visit your family. But see, you don't like to be in power. So you're not in power. People that want power are in power. And they always finally go, what else can I do? Everybody does whatever I say. Give me your firstborn kids. You know, you read the Bible, which has been, you know, documented to be very historical, one of the best history books out there, because, you know, they've dug up the Roman histories, the Greek histories, the Babylonian histories, the Egyptian histories, and the stuff the Bible says was in there, wow, keeps getting confirmed. And every culture would demand, by the way, bring your kids by. We're gonna burn them on an altar next week. All firstborn. I mean, every culture does this. Every culture. And see, I'm here. They can play clips of me saying this on the national news like they do and go, look at this crazy person. But anybody who has history or anthropology or sociology knows this is true. So see, I know where big government leads. And this video we're going to premiere in the third hour after Gerald Celente joins us in the second hour is extremely powerful. And you have to understand, we're going to show you the few people that didn't want to turn their guns in. We're showing you what we went out and got. We're showing you everything. If a few people didn't respond and walked off, we're not showing them. In Austin, every person signed a petition. One said no, and walked off. But every other person signed a petition to ban water for the earth. It's for the earth, ban water. Yes, ban water. And that's nothing. We're going to go out and say, yeah, Journal of Bioethics said kill children up to age 3 for the earth. Yeah, we're going to start, post-birth abortions. And they're going to sign. They're going to sign. And we're going to show you who they are. They are weak. They are pathetic. They are mindless. They are servants of this evil. They are MSNBC viewers. Now, speaking of MSNBC, a disheveled-looking, weak, panicked, pathetic, mouse that roared, sitting on top of her tiny megaphone, in an act of, confidence man behavior. The MSNBC host with her dwindling audience. I mean, we're talking on a good night, 600, 700,000 viewers. A bunch of arrogant, social engineering, authoritarians posing as liberals. You are no liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal, ma'am. Ms. Maddow, you are no liberal. And the video's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be playing this at the bottom of the hour. Rachel Maddow froths over Boston false flag and Alex Jones. and just realizes, hey, lady, let's be conservative lately. All the different videos, you look them up. We're getting about 5 million viewers a day on YouTube. We have probably now 6 million listeners a day right now. We're trying to gauge some of the instant numbers coming in, but it's about double. Web traffic's been about 10 times what it usually is. Now it's about only about 5 times right now. Let's be conservative. We used to reach 15 million people a week. It's probably been about 50 million a week lately. Mouse that roared, who sits there on your little teleprompter pedestal trying to convince your dwindling audience of cult members that if we go out and repeat their lines of, yeah, racist Tea Party people want guns, we want to confiscate them and arrest them, every Californian, oh, yes, arrest. Oh, you don't have to tell me, buddy. Let's arrest them. Oh, yeah. They put us in FEMA camp so fast. I mean, Obama was trained by the weathermen who it came out in federal court, planned to take over America, bring in the communist Chinese. They want to make Mexico go communist and put 50 million conservatives in forced labor camps, and they estimate 25 million of us will have to be killed. That was in the 1970s. Mean to play those clips? You got 7 czars quoting Mao Zedong? I mean, folks, when your government's quoting Mao Zedong, that's time to run down the street screaming, you know, the body snatchers are here. You know, at the end of Body Snatchers, the 50s version, where the guy's running around the street going, yeah, they're in danger! Run, everybody! And he jumps to the back of a truck and he sees more of the pods. He's like, ah! But then he goes and he's a doctor and he talks to the doctor and he talks to the police and they actually listen to him and say, let's get the army on the phone. I'm like, wow, a happy ending. But see, in the real world, if pod people landed, folks, and took over MSNBC, they would say, go to the local sports stadium where you will be given your pod. They would go and do that. That's how cult-like these people are. They will do anything. I mean, we said we're gonna have the Nazis take over and put people in camps. And they, no, I'm saying, put conservatives in camps? You're like, you just signed a petition to put people in a Nazi camp. Thank you very much. God bless you for that. I mean, these people, I'm telling you, the way to bring them down, I shouldn't laugh. It's just so sick. The way to bring them down is go show who they are. A freaking cult of people. You ever watch MSNBC and CNN? All they do is talk about how smart progressives are, how smart liberals are. You're not progressives. You're not liberals. Progress is Benjamin Franklin. Progress is Henry Ford. Progress is splitting the atom. Progress is increasing IQs, increasing longevity. I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. When we come back, I'm going to try to discipline myself and go over this. I can't believe how right we were, and I'm not tooting my horn. It is incredibly dangerous. It is incredibly scary to have national media, the old vestigial eye of Sauron coming after us. Even though it's weakened, it still shows the power behind it is very evil and very weaponized. It is confirmed that the Saudi Arabian terror suspect, Al-Harabi, visited the White House numerous times. One time, if I read this correctly, was there more than 6 hours. And by the way, this is on the White House website. And it turns out that Michelle Obama, here it is right here. I need Kurt Nimmo to do a whole bowl down with all this in one spot. Michelle Obama did indeed go visit this guy. And by the way, what is their response to this guy that was on the terrorist watch list? Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno lookalike, or clone, was a bad clone. That's why she got the white streak in her hair. I'm being sarcastic, but might as well be a clone. The power-tripping, narcissistic nutball up there who says that, I read an 800-page bill. I read a 300-page bill in a couple hours. Yes, just lying to Congress constantly, disdainful, arrogant, radiating criminal energy. I mean, just look at her and you just run, danger, Will Robinson. She goes, Drudge is not credible. Just like Hillary got all arrogant about Benghazi, caught red-handed lying about all that. She acts all disdainful. It's a confidence game. They're caught red-handed. It's like walking in front of a guy on top of your wife. There's no sheets, anything there. It's going on. And he gets off and says, hey, I wasn't doing that. It's like catching your kid with a hand in the cookie jar. And they look at you and say, I wasn't stealing cookies. And she says, no, there's no watch list. There's no person of interest. We're not deporting him. All lies. All lies. Perjury before Congress. And you think it's fun going up against her? That, I mean, if she'd carry out Fast and Furious and kill all those people, she'll do anything.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, your host Alex Jones here back live. Harold Salente coming up. In the next segment, I'm going to analyze Rachel Maddow on her show demonizing us. That is all coming up. And how dare us say government might ever let terrorists attack us or might provocateur them, even though it's in the New York Times and Associated Press and well known. I mean, how dare us? How dare you say I had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you say they lied about mobile anthrax labs that they knew good and well were for pumping up hot air balloons to direct artillery from the Iran-Iraq war that the U.S. sold them via the British? I mean, I went and looked up those trucks in Jane's Weapons Quarterly, and they were hydrogen blimps, hydrogen pumps. But oh no, we broke, by the way, that those were not anthrax mobile labs. You're like, what, do you like Saddam? No, I don't like fake wars, blaming a country for 9/11 that wasn't involved. I mean, now, if it turns out Saudi Arabians were involved in this, will we attack Greenland? Maybe, you know, spin the wheel, spin the globe, and put a, like, pin the tail on the donkey and just go up and pick a country to attack? Here's the big one. Hagel has now come out. I saw this right when I went live, and then I was just watching him on CNN with Wolf Blitzer during the break. Hagel says evidence chemical weapons were used in Syria. That's right. We a year ago, saw Al-Qaeda testing chemical weapons in Syria, saying we're going to use it. And the West is inserting Al-Qaeda, attacking a country's done nothing, and now they're saying we've got to attack and bomb Syria because they've got chemical weapons and are going to use them and did use them. And we said a year ago with Syrian girl whose family's anti-Assad, lives in Australia. She's been on national TV there. We still call her Syrian girl, even though her identity's now public. And, you know, her family was part of the top government before that, before Assad. And she's a Sunni, not a Shiite. But she says Al-Qaeda's evil and bad. And everything she told us is true because she is jacked in directly to the real international Syrian community. In fact, I want Syrian girl back on tomorrow. Ron Paul's on tomorrow, but I want to get her back on just for 15, 20 minutes sometime tomorrow. And, you know, I said I'd get to the other Mad Al thing. I'm going to get to that next segment. Let me start getting into this now. You saw last was Thursday, Big Sis got asked, you know, like for 6-7 minutes. I'm going to play just a few minutes of it. The full clip's online. Just type in Big Sis says drugs not credible. And they were brought up, hey, these Saudi Arabians reportedly on the no-fly list. They were taken off that list. He's being deported next week. We have the deportation order. He was reportedly visited, the, you know, all this stuff. She's like, that is not credible. That is not credible. And there it is. Napolitano, drudge report is not credible. Washington Examiner. And then this week it all came out. Infowars.com. Suspected Saudi terrorist Al-Harabi visited White House numerous times and sometimes spent most of the day there or the night there. I mean, this is like incredible. What was going on? I mean, what were you doing? Planning some Mission Impossible thing? I mean, this is incredible. And all of this has now come out, and she's been caught lying about it. And Infowars.com was the article Drudge linked to, and then The Blaze as well. And now they're saying, well, it must be Photoshopped, even though it doesn't look Photoshopped, even though she was in town at the time, going to visit this guy. Is that why high-level ambassadors went to visit him? Is that why the foreign minister went and visited the White House that night? Is that why this guy's been to the White House? Is that why he's jacked into the royal family? Is that why he was on the terrorist no-fly list? Watch list? Let's go ahead and go to Big Sissy. Here it is.
I will tell you, we found it so inherently unbelievable that those statements would be made. It was hard to ascribe credibility to them, and I don't know if I would put Forbes and Drudge in the same sentence, but let me be as clear as I can be.
Well, leave Drudge out of it. I wouldn't. I think they're credible, but Forbes is definitely a credible magazine. And so yeah. When they use that number and then we hear silence from the department and Americans see the ammo shelves empty, you know, all that feeds that.
Well, like I said, it got into the blogosphere and it went viral. We understand that. And as I was with Senator Johnson, let me be as clear as I can be.
Yeah, and again, that's enough. That particular clip's about the ammo thing. Because separately they were discrediting that. But if you go watch the full clip, it's also about Saudi Arabians and those stories. By the way, I keep seeing online, Alex Jones got caught in the ammo hoax. It's now 2 billion, 200 million plus bullets in the last year and a half. Armored vehicles, it's all real. And they think you're so stupid. They get up there and say none of this is real. Ladies and gentlemen, Homeland Security has taken delivery in the last year and a half of 1 billion rounds, and they've got 1 billion, 200 million on order that they can't even get delivered. So they're buying so much that all these factories for 2 years out now can't sell to anybody else. And as soon as they expand capacity, they double down and buy even more to try to dry up ammo. Is ammo being dried up right now in the calibers they're buying? Yes, you can't get it. 9mm, 40 caliber. 308, 223, all the things the federales use, the globalities. They're not even feds, they're globalists. All right, we're going to come back with the big news, the proof.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes. So there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back 7 o'clock Central. A lot of times the nightly news is live. It's been live a lot lately. 7 o'clock Central. Everybody can watch at prisonplanet.tv. We have the free video feed. We're still running at infowars.com/listen. We might change that to /listen and also /TV. So it makes more sense, but the audio feeds are all there as well. And the free iPhone and Android apps, all of it at infowars.com/listen. Okay, here's the deal. I want to be very clear about this. I wish that this wasn't happening. I wish we didn't have international criminals totally above the law that have seized control of the federal government or trying to mop up resistance around the country. But that is what it is. And they go to Davos, they go to Bilderberg, they go to the Financial Times of London, and they just write articles admitting how they've conquered us and how they're authoritarian and how we're too stupid to even resist them. I mean, they plant the flag, they mark us like a dog marks a fire hydrant, and man, I don't like it in my face. I mean, I'm just telling you right now. And Maddow and others think you are complete morons. Document cam, please. So I'm going to go to the document cam here in a moment. But let me just recap some of what's going on here, okay? You got Michelle Obama clearly in town at the time and clearly visiting the Saudi who they're acting suspicious about and wanted to deport and had on a no-fly list, and but who's simultaneously constantly visiting the White House. And here's that story from the Right Scoop. You can go right to thewhitehouse.gov. And this is a federal law patriots got in decades ago that we know who comes to the White House. But instead they'll do these walk-bys where somebody just, oh, we accidentally let you in. We don't let tourists even take photos of the building, even though we're supposedly a free country. That's okay, though. We'll have the Secret Service follow media around that dare try to even get shots of the White House. That's happened to us, and I've seen it happen to mainstream media as well. But, oh, we're just going to have a walk-by where the Saudi foreign minister just magically shows up the night of the bombing. And you've got the no-fly list, and you've got the cover-up, and you've got the guy right where the bomb goes off, and you've got him connected with six of his family on the terror list in Saudi Arabia when there's only 85 people. That's been reported. And you look at how long Al Harabi, this guy, was there. I mean, sometimes he's there more than 6 hours. I don't know what's going on. I mean, maybe he's just, you know, playing ping pong with the president or basketball or something. So there's nothing to see here. Move along immediately. Just don't look at that. Meanwhile, let's then shift gears into the other news that I have here. We talked about this yesterday. It was in local news in Georgia when the senator spoke out. And since then, it's been confirmed. Since Senator Chambliss went public, U.S. had more tips on Boston suspect. Congress is asking questions. That'll be, i.e., whitewash, because they know the American. First, it's don't answer questions, don't ask questions. There is nothing going on. It's a conspiracy theory. There was no drill. There was no bomb squad. There weren't. It's got to be 50 people with black backpacks that all act like they're part of a drill. You know, special forces types, National Guard, plain clothes. We know there was a bomb drill. That's the Boston Globe reported it that day. Then they said, oh, no, we didn't. Then we have the photos of the video. They did. Why are they hiding that? You know, why are they at the press conference with Secret Service in Obama's detail when he's not even nearby in front of our guy saying, don't hold those photos up? And the FBI says, no one go look at this guy's photos on national TV. Whatever you do, don't look at them. And who is it? It's Al Harabi. It's all these other foreigners with backpacks. It's the contractors with backpacks. And the FBI's like, do not look at that. Do not look at that. Even though the day before they had the arrest, it was going to be a right winger. He was at the courthouse. They had to evacuate that. I guess, well, they probably got rid of that person. They're probably wearing lead shoes right now or bowling balls tied to them. Probably find them like the other dead Saudi Arabian out in the lake. The point is, and I predicted that, I mean, this is a hardcore operation. And now it's come out, confirmed, the documents have been released by the Georgian and Russian media, and our White House is mum on it. This guy was part of the CIA, Tamerlan. He was part of a Jamestown group, as it's called, run by, who calls for putting radical Muslims up against the Russians and radicalizing the Islamic Crescent, as they call it, under Russia, in the stands from Georgia to Dagestan. A repeat of the thing they did in Afghanistan in 79 through the 80s with the Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda. Zbigniew Brzezinski, ladies and gentlemen. Zbigniew Brzezinski. Oh, but let's continue here. I thought there was no prior knowledge. I thought they didn't know. U.S. had more tips. That's Reuters. But did nothing. Oh, of course they did nothing. Congressman, five jihadists have reached their targets in the United States under Barack Obama. Yeah, he's putting the jihadis all over the world in charge. Two U.S. agencies added Boston bomb suspect to watch list. They do that as a cover, kind of like the CIA Al-Qaeda guys that we've pointed out on the news, and the FBI will do an arrest when they come back to the U.S. but then release them. That's to cover their bases when the guy later gets set up. Because I've seen this over and over again. Again, you have an agent who you tell be part of a drill, and he's going around a mosque to find radicals saying, let's blow up and kill Americans. That then creates the ledger and the history to say he's a real terrorist. They did that with McVeigh, who was Special Forces. Let's continue here. Two U.S. agencies added Boston bomb suspect to watch list. The picture emerging was of counterterrorism bureaucracy that had at least four contacts. Oh, the mother said it was 5 years Everything she said was confirmed. The Russians blew his cover. With Russian spy services asking about the brothers in the year before, he took a six-month trip to Russia in 2012 to Dagestan and other areas. Chechnya. But never found reason to investigate him further. Well, yeah, because he was CIA. After the CIA cleared him of any ties to violent extremism in October 2011. Why? Because, what did we say last Friday would come out? Boston bomber role in CIA and Chechen terror. We broke it. Not hard to break. They follow. It's a handbook. The criminals are pathological. The globalists are criminals. They're pathological. They're obsessive compulsive. Islamic terror from Caucasus, next phase of plan to undermine our liberty. I'm not saying all obsessive compulsives are terrorists. I'm saying in criminology, a lot of your smarter, high-level psychopaths are also obsessive compulsive. Obsessive compulsive tends to be associated with higher intelligence, just like in breeds of dogs that have higher IQs, higher aptitude, they tend to be more obsessive compulsive. At least you can be obsessive compulsive. The average jellyfish can't obsess on anything. They have no focus. Anyways, let's continue here. Boston bombers, role of CIA in Chechen terror, Islamic terror from Caucasus, next phase of plan to undermine our liberty. That is April 19th, listing Brzezinski in here. Kurt Nemo. Okay. Oh, yesterday, Kurt Nemo, Tamerlan, attended CIA-sponsored workshop. He was radicalized by CIA, on record, a group run by the CIA, sponsoring him. They're driving Mercedes. They've got tons of cash. He's going around like a playboy. You see all those CIA recruitment ads? Be part of the CIA on TV? That's why they're so freaked out. Rachel Maddow and everybody are just, she looks like she her house is burning down when she attacks me. Because they know they have no viewers. They know all they have is jellyfish watching that are idiots. They know we have the initiative and we are blowing them to hell in the info war. We are wrecking them. I mean, this is what life is all about. Savaging scum in the info war. Overrunning them, not listening to their propaganda, using the truth to absolutely smash them into a pile of wreckage. And just to be committed to this and fearless, it's just such a blessing. Thank you, God. Let's continue here. We will defend the Republic, scum. Tamerlan attended CIA workshop. Boom. Mainline Russian news, Georgian news. Top Georgian generals have released the documents. This is part of a CIA non-governmental organization. Boom. UM coach, bomb-sniffing dog spotters en route before explosions, told them it's part of a drill. Don't worry. Because everybody's like, why are there all these bags? And what's the motive? Trillions in the next decade in domestic drones, spy operations, data mining. Per year, $10 billion contracts to congressmen, wives, companies. I mean, just pell-mell corruption, making every American a suspect. Papers, please. Army on the street. Smoke screening all the corruption. Wall Street stealing $85 billion a month, pumping it offshore. That's your motive. It's a clash of civilizations. They radicalize every Muslim group, let them wreck other countries so they can't be industrialized. It's Agenda 21. The New World Order, MSNBC attacks me and says, Alex Jones had an article, Obama head of Al-Qaeda worldwide. Who is the titular head of the Pentagon? Who is the head, the main guy in NATO? Who is ordering billions of dollars to be given to Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to take over countries? Who is the head of NATO? Who is the most powerful executive with power over that? It's Barack Obama, even though he's a puppet. I mean, he is the head of Al-Qaeda. See how that's hiding in plain view? And I got to give my rights up? I got to let weirdos grab my wife's crotch to fly because of Al-Qaeda? When you people run them and then you call it a conspiracy theory, you stupid witch? We're going to play this clip, but the one thing she criticizes me on that I will say has some validity here is they found one clip of where I said thousands of astronauts have died in secret space program. What I was told by multiple NASA people, off record but two on record, Bob Bowman was the former head of Star Wars program. He said by the late 70s they had a fleet of space planes with DU Sabos in them. And he's, the only reason he could say that was they accidentally leaked it in a debate on C-SPAN. He said it's super national. That was in this late 70s. They admit over 90% of the space program secret. Try 98, 99%. Okay, and I'm not going to get into it. I'm from Texas, folks. I know a lot of people. I grew up around NASA stuff. I know people that were involved in NASA programs as children. that have been high level in Microsoft. And I'm just going to, I mean, high level. Key men. Okay? Key. And the point is, there is a giant program we don't know about. And it's compartmentalized. Underground bases, you name it. Hundreds. Guys, look up the number of U.S. test pilots known to have died. Well, I think it's in the hundreds. Imagine the secret space program. So what I was told, programs that different people, and Bowman didn't get into this, he got on the space planes. What I was told, and the guy said he'd come on air, he came on air and choked up and didn't do it. It's Raymond Teague. Raymond said there were a lot of people dying, and that there's reportedly Russians, Chinese, dead on the moon as well. There's a reason. The point is, they did go to the moon. They just don't show you all the real stuff and also fake some stuff for PR purposes. But the point is, others told me, oh, it's true, massive death rates. People couldn't handle astronauts getting barbecued on launch pads. They've had space planes going into space since the 60s. And what I was told, that program killed hundreds. I mean, these are guys that, you know, beyond Chuck Yeager. Of course, Chuck Yeager knows about all this. That were, I can't really say beyond Chuck Yeager, but that type of guy. Just like, I'm ready to do it. I volunteer on suicide missions because they didn't have computers that could control it or even, you know, guided stuff that good then. Suicide missions in the early to the late 60s. I'm going to have to skip this network break. This is too important. To test alloys and composites to get these space planes into orbit. And a lot of men died, so the globalists can now have robots do it. But it was humans that did it, and it was humans, and the word was hundreds died in that program. So I extrapolated out. They said, I don't know about the other programs. If hundreds died in space plane programs in 60s, so that by the 70s they could put robots in orbit, then what do you think's going on? I don't know if thousands died. Okay, but I extrapolated that if one program, I said, dozens? Try up hundreds? Yeah, hundreds. I mean, there was something like between 4 and 10,000, nobody knows, troops that died in secret war in Vietnam from 59 to 64 before they staged Gulf of Tonkin. And that wasn't declassified until about 10 years ago. That they said a little over 4,000. Some numbers are higher. Now I'm going to play the Rachel Maddow and pause and talk over here. And again, stations shouldn't play over this next break because it's a network break. I do this more and more. I don't even plug my own sponsors here on air because I'm so obsessed with just getting the word out. But this is them in damage control. If you can't see the video as a radio listener, go up to InfoWars.com because she is in panic mode. Look, you've lost the confidence of the people. And there's no going back, okay? You understand that, Maddow? You've gutted America. You've wrecked us financially. You've got control of that. You're putting millions on food stamps every month. You're gutting our industry, shutting down our power plants. But you can see that it's not going to go on forever because some of us aren't cowards. And that's why I say I admire Drudge, because Drudge gets it, and Drudge knows this. There's evidence to all this, and so he's willing to be attacked. Notice Janet Napolitano didn't say he's not on a no-fly list or, you know, he's not a listed as a potential terrorist. She just said that isn't credible source. But then, of course, it all turned out it was true. And what was Drudge linking to? Infowars.com. See, they're mad, folks, because all the other media will sell out. All the other media will play ball. But no one's watching you anymore. You're a shadow of your former self. Look at you. And yeah, you get to be on a power trip with your eugenics and your death cult and You know, I just want more death, more abortion, more killing, you know, the stuff that they put on HBO with Bill Maher. I know you hate us. We know you hate us, you scum. You're control freak nuts who don't want to build up humanity. You pose as liberals so you can have your way with us. You trash. We see you trash. And we have the instinct to throw ourselves against you, okay? So this is a game of chicken, folks. You have to defeat these people. You have to fully commit. I mean, Drudge knows the old system's gone. You people have no power anymore. Sure, you got the guns and the feds, but you don't have the moral authority anymore. You're a joke, you witch. Let's go ahead and go to, this is part of the 15-minute clip or whatever it is, but this is where she really gets into Badandi. How dare him ask a question about a drill when the drill is on record now? But she thinks her audience are morons. Here it is.
It's crazy conspiracy theories. Are also trying to sell the idea that the Boston Marathon bombing did not happen. Or if the Boston Marathon bombing did happen, It was done by the government. It's an elaborate hoax to make us believe that we were attacked when really we weren't attacked. It was our government doing it to us. It's all part of the way the government controls us or something. To be clear, I'm not talking about family members of the bombing suspects saying we believe our family members are innocent. That's a whole different thing. What I'm talking about is full-blown American conspiracy theories that the U.S. government itself bombed the Boston Marathon.
Have you take any questions?
Well, sir, why were a lot of speakers telling people in New York and stuff be calm moments before the bomb went off? Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
No. Next question.
Why was people being told try?
I hit pause. By the way, they did start sticking hands down the pants and papers, please, and they walk up to a family that looked nothing like the suspects and go, let me just see your ID. Have the army pointing guns at them. Oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist because that happened? And you did use it to basically have martial law? And now say, everybody loves martial law. This will be the new way of life. Show the front page of Infowars.com. Anthony Frieda's art showing the American in a FEMA camp, you know, showing his papers. We can show you the real papers, please. Type in papers, please, Infowars.com. By the way, they're on the news right now just openly saying they're going to attack Syria now because they have WMDs and use chemical weapons. Why not? I mean, they'll probably get on the news and say that Assad launched the attacks in Boston. Why not? They'll probably say Assad is al-Qaeda when he's fighting al-Qaeda because they think you're idiots. But the difference is the American people are not complete idiots, and they're starting to find out. Let's go back to the one that sits up on her high horse, and she'll tell you what's real. She'll tell you what's going on. And she's so mad, too, that you support us with $5.95 a month to subscribe to see the films and stuff, though most of the stuff's free. You know, she gets banker bailout money. MSNBC does. You know, she's government and globalist funded. She's so mad that you've still got enough money to support free media. She gets into that, too. She absolutely hates it. Here it is.
9:30 tomorrow morning.
Why would people be told by it to the bombs going off to stay quiet? That's false flag, gentlemen. There's no more TSA on the street to rob our civil liberties. We know your whole manifesto. False flag.
That was day one of the Boston Marathon bombings. The very first question put to law enforcement and government officials when they held their press conference to explain to people what was going on, the very first question was somebody alleging that the government had bombed the marathon. It was a false flag attack. And it was not just that one time that that happened. This kept happening at the press briefings.
I know you denied that there was bomb drills Monday morning. We got photographs on Infowars.com, folks.
Next question, please. Next question, please. Yes. Yes.
Pause. By the way, while this is happening, Secret Service are in his face, pushing him and yelling at him and telling him, don't show people the photos of, the Saudi Arabian and others. This is like out of a movie. And Maddow is panicking. What if other slaves go to press conferences? What if other slaves ask questions? By the way, they're now getting ready to start bombing Syria, a poor country, to then turn it over to al-Qaeda to slaughter the ancient Christian and Jewish communities there and the Muslim minority communities. It's such a war crime. And they got that weirdo black op commander, Hagel, up there like a shark with his shark eyes, just lying to people. Known liars. Oh, Syria's got WMDs. And you watch, when they're done, they're going to say Syria was behind the bombing. And I'll be a traitor because I don't want to put al-Qaeda in charge. Let's go back to Mr. Maddow.
Yes, yes.
Why are you denying there was bomb drills?
Bomb drills.
The conspiracy theorists claiming that there was not really a Boston bombing, that it was the government blowing us up on purpose so that they can enslave us.
All right, pause. Yeah, we're not being enslaved. No. Criminal globalist elements, lady. I mean, how many times has the government... Should I play Dan Rather? Just type in World Trade Center government bombing into YouTube. You'll get Dan Rather and New York Times and all of it saying the government cooked the bomb, trained the driver, and then let it go forward, even though the informants tried to stop it and said, don't bomb those people. I mean, you stupid witch. Not all of us are scum like peacock narcissists that sell out to evil so you can be somebody up there on your little perch. I'll tell you who's somebody. It's people like Badandi that have got the guts to go in there and break with all the fraud and all the hoax and call the man behind the curtain for what it is, a stinking lie. Let's go back to her.
This is not a freelance thing. These guys are mostly associated with a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars. The host of the show is a man named Alex Jones. Yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge, who's the purveyor of the most influential conservative website in the country, the Drudge Report, yesterday afternoon, Matt Drudge tweeted this. He tweeted, "I've privately told friends that this will be the year of Alex Jones. One hell of a broadcast in such a homogenized media." Again, this is from the most influential figure in conservative media who is not named Roger Ailes at Fox News Channel. And this is the guy he's now endorsing, saying it's this guy's year.
The government lies out of hand. You're saying, well, then why do you believe in the moon landing? Because I have sources inside NASA. They put on some fake stuff for you. See, there was a lie. See, it's not just did we go or didn't we go. You were shown the Tinker Toy stuff because you're not supposed to see what they really got. You're not supposed to know the thousands of astronauts that have died. Oh, yes. In fact, I should do a whole show on that. In fact, this is the kind of stuff will get you killed.
The night of the Boston Marathon bombing, that same conspiracy theorist guy said, quote, our hearts go out to those that are hurt or killed. Boston Marathon. But this thing stinks to high heaven. False flag. And by false flag, he means a cloak and dagger, super extra, double top secret black ops operation that the government carries out in such a way as to make it look like the operation was done by somebody else. He means the U.S. government bombed Boston. So our own government could make it look like we were under attack.
That's enough. We're almost out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to InfoWars.com and you need to read the articles that Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo put out. Dealing with the fact of why you should always look at government as the number one suspect. Why government should be the first suspect in a terror attack, and then it's the whole history of it. A brief history of false flag terror attacks. Or why governments love state-sponsored terror. Everybody should send this to MSNBC, to all of their employees, most of them who are compartmentalized. By the way, it's come out that CNN and other groups like MSNBC have CIA there actually writing and loading the teleprompters. Don't believe me, that even came out in the Washington Post and WorldNet Daily, 2000. And she just hopes you don't look that up. I mean, Maddow is more like a foundation person, which is above the CIA. I mean, she's here to break it all down. She's a technocrat. She knows the whole ballgame, folks. She signed on to it. Just because she hates life. She just loves evil. I mean, you can just look at her. Hey, you know what, you robot, you witch? You're not going to win. And by the way, it's come out that Tamerlan was working under the CIA. It's come out there was five contacts and the Russians blew their cover and even went to the CIA and said, keep your guy out of here trying to blow stuff up. And see, he was blown and he didn't know. That's when they started getting ready to set up Tamerlan. Then they just got his brother to tag along because now he was a compromised asset and they flushed you down the toilet. And everybody should remember who works for this New World Order. You are totally and completely expendable. You are a biological android drone to them. And when they're done with military, they are going to take your guns. That's why they shoot you up with time-lapse, time-delayed vaccines to kill you down the road. If you want to support the broadcast, which she absolutely hates, she gets into that. Maybe I should plug more. She hates it so much. We have the new seed center with the seven best heirloom, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds at the lowest prices out there, all at the seed center. At InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a great way to get a garden going. I think we should start gorilla planting because they hate non-GMO seeds so much. You start planting these, you know, like in green belts and areas, out in little sunny areas, just spreading life everywhere. They hate that as well, like Johnny Appleseed. That's why they're trying to GMO everything. And I've got a whole plan I'm going to launch on that. I figured out their attack profile. So it's very important to do that. Just InfoWars.com, link through InfoWarsStore.com. Get the high-quality water filters, get the anti-New World Order T-shirts, all of it. Fund our operation. I call it mid-air refueling.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rachel Maddow is attacking us and saying that the right wing has taken the gloves off. No, the right wing hasn't taken their gloves off. The American people are getting past left-right and getting back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The left's pushing tyranny, the right's pushing tyranny, but Obama is trying to, quote, radically transform America into a bankrupt, domesticated, collectivized society run by a bunch of offshore banks that are tax-exempt. They're butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. We're getting Gerald Celente on right now. He's going to be on for the rest of the hour coming up. And I promise I will open the phones up so you can take a Gerald can take a few of your questions on any issue you want to raise. So we'll get about that number coming up in the next segment. But the big news is Hegel. I mean, we told you over a year ago that they were going to false flag and blame Syria for a chemical attack. Now, Syria would never do that because that would then allow an attack on them. And then Syria came out and said Al-Qaeda is preparing to launch chemical weapons on us, and Al-Qaeda put out videos showing themselves nerve-gassing a dog, bragging how they would do it to menace the Syrians. See, they think Americans are so dumb, they let Al-Qaeda publicly menace and scare the Syrian people and military, hoping they do something. I mean, you would never use a chemical weapon in asymmetrical warfare where you don't know where the terrorists are. That turns everybody against you. You would never do that. It's like saying Assad's going to barbecue, you know, Sunni children on his lawn. And this is a proxy war. This is a proxy war. And again, Assad's his own thing, dictator family, trying to democratize the country, a lot better than his dad, probably 10 times better. This is a war crime going on over there. And this has been going on now for, I don't know, 25 months, 26 months. And I want to get, again, Syria girl back on because everything she said has come true. And then a few months ago, they say, oh, chemical was used, You've got Turkey attacking with NATO. You've got Israel helping. You've got Qatar. You've got Saudi Arabia, the main group, sending in real Al-Qaeda to take down the really secular government. And just involved in incredible war crimes, torturing, murdering Christians, chopping their heads off. But it's never on our news. It is when the New York Times a few months ago, I remember 6 months ago or so, was like, man, look at the great fighters. Yeah, they're out of Saudi Arabia. They're kind of jihadis. But, man, they really are fighting the evil Assad. Hell, the first year of the attack, they would say, peaceful demonstrators killed by the Meany government. When Al-Qaeda had tanks and airplanes, they were like, Gaddafi's killing innocent protesters and has rape rooms and they fuel the all-night rape sessions with Viagra. They're like, put Viagra in there. Americans know what Viagra is. They'll think it's real. It'd be like, bad man hurt lady. And they can point at Australia. The average American's like, kill country then. We will nuke Libya. They're pointing at, actually the TV piece where Americans said nuke Australia because they, I'm going to send people out and say, this is where Al-Qaeda is. This is Al-Qaeda stand. And I believe the average Austinite where I live will say, nuke them to hell. And it's like a red cape. Get them there. And the American people charge and then they gore their own liberty. We have video coming up the next hour that is off the charts. We ask Californians, should Nazis take over America and put gun owners in camps? And take their guns. And the Californians said, if it's liberal, yes. These people. I mean, they are They are something special. Where was that, on the coast of L.A.? Oceanside, California. And, I mean, these are real people. And it's like, remember the Mark Dice video? He went along with us. So amazing. So amazing. You know, Mark Dice has attacked me in the past, and the whole world's falling apart. I don't even care. He's doing some good work. I don't even care. People don't understand. I don't care when I'm attacked. I've had people come up to me, I'm sorry the national media is connecting you to the terror attack. And I go, that means we're exposing them. They did it. Of course they're going to attack us. This is proof. I feel great. I feel great whatever happens. I'm doing the right thing. And Mark was asking the crew, like, is this a setup? Alex really wants to be friends? Yeah, Mark, I want to be friends. I don't care. You can say I'm an axe murderer if you want.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Over a year ago, we said that they would try to stage chemical attacks in Syria and blame the Assad regime. They're now in the media saying we've got to attack them, and even trying to imply, and I knew it would happen during the break, I was watching TV, trying to connect it, the attack on Syria to what happened on Boston. It's kind of like 15 of the supposed hijackers come from Saudi Arabia, so we attack Iraq, and there's WMDs and mobile anthrax labs, all lies. It all came out, premeditated lies. Now Obama is got his guy up there, Hagel. Chuck Hagel, head of the Defense Department, saying, oh, yeah, we've got evidence. They're the ones that launched the chemical weapons. And that's exactly what the Assad regime's been saying. You would never use it in asymmetrical warfare, saying they're going to blame us, Al-Qaeda has smuggled it in, they're going to try to frame us. They said that about a year ago, over a year ago, we said that was the plan. And it is incredible. Another war. See, they've lost with Al-Qaeda and over 60,000 out of Saudi Arabia that NATO's brought in and Turkey's brought in and Turkey shelling Syria. They've lost that takeover. That two-year war, proxy war, with just incredible atrocities against Christians and Jews by the Al-Qaeda group our government's putting in. See, they think you're so dumb and ignorant about geopolitical things that our government in NATO uses Al-Qaeda and even puts it in the LA Times and CFR, and then the public doesn't even know that's going on. But now they're saying, oh, lone actors with these bombers, but they had Lindsey Graham, the senator, up there going, the CIA is so brave, to known CIA agent on CNN, Anderson Cooper. In fact, I think they're still on. Right as I came out, they were on there on CNN. I mean, this is the type of garbage. And CNN has so little viewers now, they're putting cooking shows on. We have more viewers than their top shows, their top three shows every day combined. That's conservative, by the way. I'm freaked out by the fact that one way or another, 50 million people came through our websites and news show last week. We have the Google Analytics. 50 million people. Now, no wonder they came out. And then we're going to Gerald Celente. Some stations just joined us 2 days ago and said, the bombers did it because of Alex Jones. Bombing, suspect influenced by mysterious radical. Infowars.com is who they blamed. That was AP. Tamerlan linked to Infowars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Slate. Tamerlan believed in basically every conspiracy theory. Slate. News of Australia. Alleged bomber was Alex Jones conspiracy fan. Tamerlan was Alex Jones fan. Salon. I'm not going to keep going over this. Gawker. Accused marathon bomber influenced by Infowars. He also had Spider-Man and Michael Jackson on his Facebook, so it's their fault too. So all of this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, and now it's come out and been confirmed. All over the Russian news, the Georgian government released the documents. Tamerlan was under the State Department and Zbigniew Brzezinski in a CIA program. Gee, really? The Russians blew his cover now, just as the mother said, not 2.5 years ago. 5 years ago, they came to the CIA. That's in the New York Times today. And said, is this guy one of your spies? Because he's hanging out with terrorists who the West is funding to destabilize us. And that's all on record. Just like our government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. And then you've got the setup, the drill confirmed, all the other backpacks, all of this. Probably part of a drill. They set him up. They're out partying. They figure out they're coming after him. Was there a real shootout? I don't know. Now he's confessed. No judge, no jury, no proof. With his throat cut out. Gets out of the boat fine. Cut his throat out. Gerald Celente, I want to get into your incredible new cover on the New Trends Journal that blew me away, the fine art level of it, of the Temple of the Bankers and how this is a global cult to them. They even say that. And I want to get into the new trends, what happened in gold, everything with you. But I first got to ask you, yeah, expand on that cover. That is just incredible artwork. That could be like a movie cover to Prometheus or something. The Temple of the Moneylenders. And you know what Christ did to that. So the whole point is, Gerald, you've heard me break this down because we're in the eye of the storm. And they are coming after us now at every single level, Gerald. And it turns out the White House is hanging out with this Saudi who was on the terror watch list. They said before Congress that wasn't true. Then it is. I mean, what do you make, being a consultant, working in government, being the top world trends forecaster for more than 25 years? What do you make of what's happening, and why are they coming after us like this?
Well, I can't associate with you anymore. I mean, this is my last program with
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
You know, how could anybody believe these Keystone cops from Boston? This has to be not only an affront to our civil liberties and our rights, but let's get this straight. They closed down over 100 square miles around the Boston area. They stopped the trains from running between New York and Boston. They barely run the way it is because our infrastructure stinks. But I digress. They stopped people from going to school, stopped commerce as they started raping our constitutional rights. Shelter in place. Shelter in place. I got a shelter in place for you. Who made this crap up? Going door to door like Gestapo. Let's take that C out of America and put a K in there. Forcing people out of their homes at gunpoint and the sheeple applauding. People going out with just robes on and no shoes. Women with their hands up could hardly walk down the stairs. And these goons, they all look alike. A bunch of fat guys with a lot of body armor on. Keep them hands up. Keep them hands up. And they couldn't.
Hey, look at this good-looking blonde. She didn't hold her hands up long enough. Let's shove up against the wall. She's probably, and a cop sent me an email saying, well, they all could be with the terrorist. How about you're with the terrorist, cops? How about your suspect?
And the other thing is you read how many people said they wished they had guns. No. You don't need a gun. You got Boston's finest. Listen, they can't win a World Series, and they couldn't catch a 19-year-old kid. Let's get this straight. They closed down the entire city. Can you imagine conventions going on?
What about chanting USA, USA, USA while they point guns at you and rough people up? This is a total martial law test. And they say, well, it's for your safety. Everybody could be with the terrorist. Cops actually said there could have been more terrorists. Well, how about there could be Easter bunnies or Freddy Krueger hiding under the table? This is the essence of martial law where we're all guilty until proven innocent. And why has America never acted like this before? You've never locked down a city because of one guy. They needed to get him before he could tell his story to cut his throat out.
Well, again, you know that. I mean, I go to your site. You know the news. You write about it. Oh, there was a gun. Remember the gun battle between the kid in the boat and the police? And they find no gun. Oh, there were three guns, and we only found one gun. Oh, they robbed a 7-Eleven. No, they didn't. And then let's get this straight. They lifted the state of siege. They lifted martial law at 6 p.m.
And then the citizen founding.
The guy goes outside, takes a smoke, sees somebody's in his boat, opens the thing. There's his kid bleeding, lying there. He calls the cops, and they come in with these tank-like vehicles, boom, shooting the hell out of the boat.
By the way, that was that guy's house. I would have had a rifle. I have a bullhorn. I'd say, come out of there right now, or I'm gonna shoot.
They have enough stormtroopers with enough weaponry to lead the Battle of the Bulge, and they can't get a 19-year-old kid without shooting the boat up.
Hey, look at Katrina. The first time they got a chance, they came and took over a city, went and robbed the rich houses, and confiscated the guns. That's their goal. This is a criminal government. Go ahead.
And I love this one. The gunshot to his throat was probably self-inflicted.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the number of bullets that went into that boat? Oh, yeah. Hey, how about this one? You ever remember that? Oh, no. I think I'll do it in the throat, I tell you. Here it is, Alex. The cover of the Trends Journal that we did in the spring of 2012, 1 year ago. Next train to Auschwitz. All aboard. Kiss those calories goodbye.
That's right.
And that's what the people of the United States have done. They've boarded the train from Auschwitz. It just left from the Boston terminal. Everybody cheering, the Gestapo taking over the country. How wonderful. We've lost all our rights. The founding fathers must be turning in their graves. And this also happened on the day that Paul Revere, the Battle of Lexington and Concord, and our rights are stripped in front of us, and people take their clothes off, bend over, and allow the Gestapo to do it, and they all cheer. It's a disgrace.
And they chant USA, USA while they do it. Now, again, the media only showed that. I had a lot of callers that said this actually finally woke them up and that they witnessed it and they had guns aimed at them. We were sent photos where a family would just be, you know, out on their front porch and the cops would aim guns and say, get back in. Just any excuse to dominate us. It's an occupying army.
Exactly. We've been writing about it. You've been talking about it. It's here in black and white. What was the top trend of 2012 in our trends journal? Battlefield USA. They taken our rights away from us. You just saw the repeal of Obama did on New Year's Eve in 2011 with the signing of the National Defense Authorization Act, which repealed the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 that now permits the military to take over police duties, and you saw it in Boston.
This is America being conquered by the foreign banks that openly brag they've taken us over and are now preparing us for total implosion. Gerald Celente is on fire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. It is no exaggeration. We did the analysis. I looked at it yesterday. Conservatively, 50, 55 million people extra came through InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and what we can gauge off the radio show. And that's very conservative, counting YouTube and other things. That's very conservative because those are individual IP addresses. if you look at all the other stuff, it's unbelievable. It is an event horizon level event, which totally creeps me out because they're mad at me. I mean, they're trying to connect me to the bombing. They're coming out saying I'm a demon on the official White House channel, MSNBC, Media Matters, run by the White House. And I was asking Gerald why he thinks this is happening. And during the break, you know, he said, because there's not many of us resisting. But the good news is if we're getting that type of traffic, it shows people are hungry. And everywhere I go in public, people don't even know who I am or they're not even listening to me. I hear them talking about it being an inside job or them letting it happen or they're liars. They've lost all credibility, but they're still in control. Now they're saying Syria has gotten, you know, nerve gas and used it, so they've got to be attacked. I mean, this is Hitlerian, what we're seeing. This is where America's the bad guys invading people. Hitler said Poland attacked Germany and lied about it. They always have an excuse. So, Gerald, this is a short segment. I want to ask you, what's going to happen as the establishment loses all credibility, but they still are in power and don't care? And why do they want to prepare us for troops on the streets everywhere? There are, no exaggeration, 50-plus military drills occupying cities going on right now where troops aim guns at citizens. This has been going on incrementally. They're building towards something. What is going to happen as they lose all credibility? National polls show 74% of Americans hate the government and don't trust them. It's much higher than that. What are these Ceausescuian scum, these Kim Jong-uns going to do? Try to bring us into pure North Korea?
Well, they have already. Again, you know, we just sent you the link from our Winter Trends Journal last year, not this one, of Battlefield America. And this is how it began as we wrote it. Martial law in the USA, can it happen? It's happened. America has been decreed a war zone in which military rule can replace civilian rule. Imagine the United States of America, the land of liberty, a nation that intervenes around the world, overthrowing governments in the name of democracy, has robbed its own citizens of the last vestiges of their democracy. On December 1st, 2001, the United States Senate voted 93-7 to pass into law the National Defense Authorization Act, and we go on. You're talking about Syria. This is from that wonderful Trends Journal with the cover that everyone loves so much, with Jesus Christ chasing the money changers out of the temple.
Looks like Chuck Hagel.
This is a year ago, summer 2012. No talk like war talk. By November, on the war front, Syria was in the crosshairs, and regime change was at the top of a U.S., NATO, Israeli, and Arab League agenda. Syria's Assad must go, Obama says, and one or after another. Syria chemical weapons, Obama says world is watching. Israel in tough warning over Syria weapons cache. Netanyahu, Hezbollah may get chemical weapons. New Syria rises on specter of chemical weapons, one after another. It's a setup. This is a year ago, and now they're bringing it up again. Here's yesterday's Financial Times. Israel says Syria used nerve gas against the rebels.
Total crap.
And what you're asking me what they're doing is, I've said this, when the economy began to collapse in late 2007, when all else fails, they take you to war. And you see how people rally round the flag when there's fear and hysteria.
Oh, I bet people would chant USA as they were put in pits and shot in the head. I'm serious. I think people would chant USA as they were put on cattle cars. And if they watched their children fed into wood chippers, they would chant USA and salute the guys doing it. USA, now, USA, USA.
Now, here's the good news as I see it. Look at all the people that are going to your site and mine. By the way, I have a video up on the Gerald Celente or the Trends Journal channel on the Boston siege. And we've been getting great responses, wonderful telephone calls. There are very few of us who are doing it. And again, it happened, synchronicity, on the day that the American Revolution began, when the Boston atrocity happened. I believe we're on the verge of a new revolution, and that there are a lot of people. It only took 25
years. Well, stay there. We're going to talk about that on the other side. The Answer to 1984 is 1776. With Gerald Celente, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes. So there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gerald Celente is going to be riding shotgun with us. Along with these people. They love the martial law. They love having guns pointed at them and being a suspect, a slave until proven totally enslaved. It used to be innocent until proven guilty. Then it was guilty until proven innocent. Now it's you're always guilty, period. And shut up, scum. This is freedom. And the drone manufacturers, weaponized drones, you know, we're going to target you. I've even had one of the big drone makers doing stuff behind to us behind the scenes, mad that we're even dare criticizing them. Yeah, I should just roll over to Skynet and just do whatever you say. It's a bunch of special interests gutting this country because this country's got a bunch of chumps that have been raised on brainwashing, begging to be slaves. We're going to go back to Gerald Celente in a moment. He's such a champ, he never even plugs his own stuff, but everyone should support what he's doing, trendsresearch.com, to get the sign up for the free news alerts, but also sign up to get the magazine, the Trends Journal, and all of it right there at trendsresearch.com or trendsjournal.com. Where is the economy headed? Will there be war? History before it happens. That is their maxim. It is very important you go there and support what he's doing and get it out to other people. Listen, if you support the real media and people that'll tell it like it is, I mean, we're hard charging right up there at the front, then we can build our operations and other operations will also form and we can take back the civilization. The Bilderberg Group from our leakers, the people inside, is always angry. They want you poor and impoverished so that you're dumbed down and don't have money to be politically active and support your own causes. There is no special interest for liberty. You have to do it. So also, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We now have the giant, humongous seed center, the largest selection we found out there of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated. It is all there at the lowest prices. How do we do that? I bought $80,000 of one type of seed from one company to give you an idea how much of this we got to give you the lowest prices out there, okay? Because I believe in people having their own gardens, people becoming self-sufficient. Give it to your neighbors. Get them involved. Get your neighbor off television like you're getting them off heroin or PCP. Get them outside. Go help them do a garden. They have community gardens. Go to park areas. Go to green belts. Plant stuff out in little meadows. Go and grow it there. They do not want this culture of non-GMO. The globalists go around and plant their GMO in like ditches and stuff around the world. Monsanto's been caught to actually infect and take over. We're in a genetic war. I'm gonna announce this more later, what I'm getting at here. The point is, I figured out just having in Europe, they have, in the highways, people grow stuff there. In Switzerland, they do that. If something isn't used on public land, people just go and plant. My grandfather talked about seeing that in Italy and Germany at the end of World War II. That's what we have to go back to. That's what humans do. We're agrarian. So the InfoWars Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com, the ProPure water filters discounted 10% off the lowest price, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters, side-by-side, blow away the competition. Go look at the side-by-side comparisons. And your purchase funds our entire operation. Get InfoWars Nightly News memberships. Only 15 cents a day for 11 memberships for the price of one. That's 55 cents a month per person. One membership can be used by 11 people simultaneously. See the daytime show, see the nighttime show, all my films, everything, prisonplanet.tv. And again, subscribe to Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. There's also a phone number there on the site as well. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I'm just going to give you the floor right now because I want you to get into what you were talking about, how this symbolically happened on Patriots Day. Well, they staged it all, I believe, as their symbolic reconquering Boston. This is a globalist op. But what you see happening there and then what this is also distracting from, as you've sent out in one of your tweets, what else you are looking at with your piercing gravitas. Go ahead.
Well, again, the significance to as people are going more toward your sites and mine and others like us is that they're fed up with the prostitute news and they know they're being lied to, conned to, and they're disgusted with losing their rights. The American Revolution, only 25% of the population really fought in it. They had about another 20% that were on the side, but the rest were loyalists or doing nothing. So we're in the same situation now, and it's building, I believe, and I've been writing about it, toward the Second American Revolution. But as we can see by the violence committed by the police and the stormtroopers, the emotional, mental, psychological, and spiritual violence that they committed by calling martial law a state of siege in this episode in Boston, that you cannot fight this war, and I should not fight it, I believe, with weapons or violence. It must be fought with the spirit, with the mind and the heart, an intellectual and spiritual revolution. These people are so fraudulent. They're so transparent. They can be so easily defeated with the truth and morality that I believe we are now on the beginning, and your swelling viewership and listening audience, as well as ours, is proof of that. On the other issue, oh, by the way, I misstated. I said 2001. I meant 2011 when I was referring to the Trends Journal. That the reason what's going on here and what the distraction is, the world economy is under collapse. You go, and I'm not saying this only, you go back and you just read the last couple of days in the Financial Times and the Better Business News outlets, and there's gloom and doom throughout the world. They all know that this is not working. The new news, by the way, coming out of Europe today, is that they're going to be lowering again interest rates, the European Central Bank, so that it could try to juice the economy again. Oh, as we speak, by the way, Alex, what is gold up today? Almost $30? Again, I don't give financial advice, but to me, I don't know how any thinking person could believe in fiat currencies that they're devaluing in front of our eyes. And I totally believe, and we have a long story in the Trends Journal by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about the systematic destruction of gold by the money junkies, by the central bankers, by the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Deutsche Bank bandits, and the rest of the criminal operations. There are two mafias that are now taking over the world. One is the money changer mafia, and the other is the military industrial complex. Is this hyperbole? Is it conspiracy theory? No. The first one, the money changer, again, that wonderful Trends Journal that we had of Jesus Christ chasing the money changers out of the temple. Go to the Trends Journal, the current edition. We have the quote from James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, using the precise term money changers, how they will use anything to destroy the people and to do anything to gain their means, to gain control over the banking systems and the printing of money. Madison, from Jesus Christ to James Madison. So the money changer is not a conspiracy theory. It's in front of our eyes. On the military industrial complex, who could have said it more eloquently? Who could have said it with more credence and credibility than Dwight D. Eisenhower? Five-star general. Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces during World War II, two-term President of the United States, warning the American people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the genius of its scientists, the sweat of its laborers, and the future of its children by turning this nation into a militarized society. And when you talk about the drones, when you talk about all the weaponry, all the battleships, all of these stealth fighters, all, could you imagine if the genius of the scientists and sweat of the laborers had gone in to building a higher civilization rather than one that is mimicked, mouthpieced, and talked about by has to be one of the slimiest little characters that has ever hit the earth. Lindsey Graham. Here's his quote in today's Financial Times. Quote, "We are fighting an adversary that is transforming itself all over the globe. We need to broaden our ability to go after the enemy," Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, said on Tuesday. Quote, "The one mistake I will not tolerate is the mistake of believing that we are not at war. One mistake that I will not tolerate? Who the hell are you? I will not tolerate. You little weenie, you couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag. Who is this guy to tell us that we're at war? What business do we have in Iraq? What business? Oh, Obama's with Bush today, celebrating the Bush library that we, the taxpayers, and all his cronies have to pony up to put up. And Bush saying, the history will decide whether or not his policies were correct. What history will decide? The facts are in front of us now. By the time history looks at it, it will be whitewashed. Why are we in Libya? Why are we going into Syria? Why do we have 35 bases throughout Africa at AFRICOM? Why do we have hundreds of bases throughout the world? What's happened to this country? And now, oh, I love it. There are floods in the Midwest. People in displays in outside of Chicago crying. Yeah, because the infrastructure stinks. We have no money. Look at Detroit. Look at the people out on the streets. Look at the jobs that we have. And you got a clown like little Lindsay boy? Boy, I'd like to see this guy after dark. I wonder what kind of chains, garters, and black boots he's wearing in the other life of Lindsay to make a statement like this.
I am speechless. You are absolutely on target. And when you read the technocratic writings of all these eugenicist globalists from the 20s on up to now, Ray Kurzweil, all of them, they say they're using us kind of like their minions. They use more technical terms, kind of their clone programmed human resource biological androids. This is how they see it on their power trip. They take our tax money. They take it into the national security reservations that are really a breakaway civilization with more advanced stuff. Under national security, they bring in the drugs. They run all the crime. And they now are breaking away from society and saying, we're going to shut off your power plants. We're going to shut down stuff and move it to China where we own the plants. I mean, it's just total mafia rule. And now they know they may go to jail over the insider trading, over all the crimes, over the too big to fail derivative scams. So instead, they're just training us that we're all prisoners and we're on lockdown like we're in a supermax prison. And it's just totally illegal and totally criminal, and they don't care. They've taught the cops we're terrorists if we talk like this. The veterans are terrorists. I mean, it's like a science fiction movie, Gerald. So how do we turn this around? Because I agree, the awakening's happening, and they want a war with us, and I don't want to, I mean, they will lose this. 5% started the war. You say 25%, that was by the end. Yeah, but, you know, 3 to 5% started and really won most of the stuff. I mean, we will crush them. But the globalists will sit offshore and said that it may take a 10-year civil war. They'll just buy everything up for pennies on the dollar afterwards. So how do we arrest all them? How do we break free the police that are basically brainwashed androids on average? I mean, how do you get to somebody who doesn't know they're working for a technocracy? You know, Eisenhower's full speech, as you know, doesn't just beware of the military-industrial complex. He says there is a technocratic elite in control and dominating 90% of the scientific development towards a military-industrial complex scientific dictatorship. That's because he was brought into this and said, no, I'm not going to be part of this. So people need to see the full speech.
Yes, and how's it going to change? Nothing changes until morality changes. It's the golden rule. I mean, why shouldn't America be a target? Listen, Alex, quick story. You go to our website, trendsjournal.com. Go to the forecast page. Look up terror. You'll see a front page story from USA Today, December 14th, 2000. The headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. Again, this is before 9/11. Whether or not it was an inside job or whatever, the hatred is building around the world. Now, I get called up by everybody. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, CNN maybe four times a month. I was on the Today Show and Good Morning America. They used to fight between themselves to get me on for the top trends of the coming year. They were all calling me up. Everybody's in panic, 9/11. What happened? I said, listen, it's American foreign policy. You can't go into all these countries and not expect them to retaliate. It's revenge. No, it's not. They hate our freedom and liberty. Oh, grow up, I said. Then I started getting less calls. The Afghan war breaks out. They call me up. What's going to happen? I said, why ask me? Why don't you ask Alexander the Great? Ask the British. Ask the Russians. It's going to be a money pit for the military-industrial complex. We'll kill more people. Our soldiers will get killed, and hatred would build. Then I got less calls after that. Then the Iraq war happens. You can look it up, Gannett newspapers. I was still very popular in a lot of the segments of the mainstream media at the time. They asked me to do an editorial on the outcome of the Iraq war. It's there, black and white. I said it'll be a swift battlefield victory. Saddam Hussein will be overthrown considering the size of America's military might. And it will devolve into a civil war. And Americans will leave. After too many of the soldiers have been killed, too much money has been spent, or they've lost their will to continue.
Which is just common historical sense, and the military-industrial complex knew that. They love, it came out, they would have kept Vietnam going for another 15 years because they were making so much money.
Exactly.
Oh, man, and then these defense contractors call us traitors. You know, I hope all you guys that call yourselves conservatives that love all this tyranny, they're going to take everything you got too, bozos. I mean, this is, and the so-called liberals are a bunch of drooling authoritarian scum who want to conquer Christians and families. Stay there, Gerald Celente. We're going to take calls coming up.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing. But built to destroy.
You play with my world.
You play with my world.
Like it's a toy.
Like it's your little toy.
But I'll see you run fast.
You put a gun in my hand. And you hide from my eyes.
This is about Vietnam.
And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bob Dylan bringing us in. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Gerald Celente is our guest. 20 minutes of the next hour, we'll be taking your phone calls. 800-259-9231. First-time callers, chance to talk to Gerald Celente, ask him a question. Please direct your questions at Gerald Celente. 800-259-9231. By the way, Monday, I'm not going to be here. I'll be calling in with some reports, but I will be here tomorrow, and I will be here Sunday. With the Sunday show 4 to 6, but Gerald's going to be guest hosting for an hour, the third hour, or longer if he wants, on Monday. And it'll be Jakari Jackson and David Knight for the first 2 hours, and they'll be there as backup because he's coming to us from Kingston, New York, but not co-hosting. They'll be, waiting in the wings if he has any problems or any news updates if he wants them. Gerald Celente will be with us next week for an hour on Monday, third hour, 2 o'clock Eastern. 1 o'clock Central, 800-259-9231. You know, I see these emails stuff from cops going, hey, Alex, you know, I like your show, but the terrorists could have been in any house. Any of those people could have been their accomplices, like black women and blondes and 10-year-old kids. I mean, it's just you're all suspects, and we're going to drive by your house and point guns at you. And then cops just like walking around, stomping around. What do you call that? How do you get people to behave like this and dress up in stupid Darth Vader outfits over one 19-year-old kid? And then, of course, I heard the police scanners. They shot his boat up, the boat up full of bullets. He never shot at them. That's now come out. And then when he still got up and wasn't dead because the media got shots of it, and the cops on the scanners were like, oh, no, the media. We got it taped back there. We were capturing it. The media's got a shot. Oh, what are we going to do? Because they were going to make sure he was dead. He stands up. He's not bleeding out of the neck. They get him, and minutes later, he's near death. I think they chopped his vocal cords out so he could then confess. What about them now saying he's confessed from his bed? You don't do that before a, quote, trial. I mean, they could go kill you or me and say we confessed to, you know, stealing the Mona Lisa. They could say we confessed to crucifying Christ. Gerald Celente, we only got 2 minutes to break, but what's your comment on that?
Well, you're right. I mean, there's a couple of things. Number one, think about this. We lost our rights, our gun rights we're losing, and now our civil rights, because let's just say that these two kids did it. We had Adam Lanza, the other lunatic, and let's just say, for argument's sake, that these two guys pulled this off. What, do we have to lose all our rights because of two kids? You know, what's going on here? Look what happened in Ireland during the times of the IRA. Bombs are going off all over the place in the 70s. You think they closed down Great Britain and Ireland? No, they didn't. And the other thing, you know, the other thing you mentioned about the Obama apologists. This is from Jeremy Scahill, who has a book out and a film called Dirty Wars. He said, quote, Mr. Unfortunately, a lot of liberals have checked in their consciences at the door. That is not very healthy for our democratic process.
Okay, well, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Third hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. Your calls for Gerald Celente are coming up in the next segment. You know, America is number one in obesity, number one in drug use, number one in cancer, number one in autism, number one in just everything bad now. And the over-the-top police state of all of America being locked down more and more anytime they want. I mean, that's what this is. This is criminals saying, hey, get up against the wall when we say papers, please. Now, Gerald, you were trying to get into that article, a new book out for Gerald Celente joining us. Recap, finish the quote, and then finish your point. I'm sorry about the break.
Yeah, no, that was the quote. He said that, unfortunately, a lot of liberals have checked in their consciences at the door. You know, in other words, they complain about Bush, but it's not very healthy for our democratic process. Not very healthy. You know, it's killing us. Here, this is from my book, Trends 2000, I wrote back in, you know, the mid-90s. I wrote about what happened with the Oklahoma terrorism, so the Oklahoma bombing. And then right after that, here's an article from USA Today. Terrorism bill hurts rights. The bill expands executive powers at the expense of both citizens and aliens. The president alone could designate groups, quote, detrimental to the interests of the United States. And it goes on. Not surprisingly, the bill's godfather, the FBI, would also re-app new power. That means your phone could be tapped if the FBI thought any suspect might use it. So much for Fourth Amendment protection. That's from USA Today. 1995. That's how things have changed. Here they were coming out against it. Now you pick up the pages, the editorial from the New York Times, the toilet paper of record, and they are so championing our loss of liberties and what's happened in Boston. And Alex, I urge everyone listening to please consider going to my YouTube channels, either the Gerald Celente or the Trends Journal YouTube channel, and see our piece on a state of siege, and also the one on rebuilding America, because that's what I'm promoting. I've had enough of their losing ways that are destroying this country. They are only destroying us day by day. We have sociopaths and psychopaths. Here, a definition of a sociopath. Read George Bush's comments from that prostitute CNN interview yesterday. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. Sociopaths never do. So if the people don't rise up to a higher moral level, then our society degrades to a Nazi Germany level. Oh, and by the way, you asked why is this happening? It's what I said years ago. Four words have killed capitalism. Too big to fail.
Crony capitalism.
Fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers. It's a takeover.
You're absolutely right, Gerald. And you know, people say, oh, come on, it's for your own good. The government's good. Every time you get rid of checks and balances, not part of the time, not 90% of the time, every time you get rid of checks and balances, the bad guys take over. That's what's like a dam holding them back. And we're like, hey, let's lower our shields. It's like, hey, let's get rid of our atmosphere and then see if we suffocate. Well, how do you know we need an atmosphere and air to breathe? You conspiracy theorists. They're just getting rid of our protections and wondering where the prosperity went. It went out the window. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente and your phone calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. TrendsJournal.com is the website.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente will be hosting an hour of the show on Monday. I like to do novel stuff. Just, hey, this is what Gerald does when I'm out there throwing in points or interrupting him. So he'll be on guest hosting for an hour on Monday. I'll be back, of course, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., back tomorrow as well. But I'm going to be co-hosting with Jakari Jackson and David Knight tomorrow. I like to introduce my host to the show and get them out on the big show. Of course, we're really expanding the nightly radio slash TV transmission as well with InfoWars nightly news. Going back to Gerald Celente, I want to go to some phone calls now. And Gerald obviously is just as concerned as I am about the open conditioning for martial law. I just wanted to briefly ask you, are they accelerating their program of acclimating us to troops on the streets and now openly announcing it because they're worried about the financial collapse?
I believe so. I truly believe it. That again, look what's going on in Spain. Look what's going on in Italy. Look what's going on in Greece. Look what's going on in Portugal. Look what's going on in Ireland. Oh, yesterday they announced, oh, over there in the UK, that third recession. No one calls it a depression. You have 30% plus unemployment in Greece, in Spain. Throughout the area, you have over 50% unemployment in many of these countries, youth unemployment. The entire systems are breaking down. Cyprus is out of the news. People forgot about it. Holiday, remember that one, the bank holiday? It's collapsing. There is absolutely no way that they can continue to print money to prop up the economy. They've dumped in tens of trillions of dollars. It has not worked. And as societies break down, you know my saying, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And people are losing it. They're losing it in Bulgaria and Romania. They're losing it throughout the world, and they're going to be losing it here.
Well, it just came out this week, the statistics of suicide, murder, death, breakups, depression. It's just exploding everywhere. And I was reading today where there people are starving to death in Greece, and that will happen here just like Argentina. People, Argentina was first world. The globalists love this. This is what they do with their mismanagement.
You know, I was thinking about what's holding back the American spirit. There are a lot of great people out there, and I do see a change coming. And, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm buying historic buildings in Colonial Kingston. You know, the roots of the American Revolution are right here. The Senate House is over here. They burnt down this city in 1774, the British. You know, so, I mean, you know, I believe in it. But what's holding it back? And I started to think, if I had a job at Walmart, if I worked at Target, if I worked at Costco, I used to have a hardware store, and now I have to work for Home Depot. I used to own a stationery store, and now I work for Staples or Office Depot. I used to own a mom-and-pop shop where we had clothing or a haberdasher. You don't even hear that word anymore. And now, you know, I work for Macy's. So the people, their spirit is being rotted out of them.
It's the television, I call it television sickness. They're just spectator zombies. They've got to awaken. They're still human. Let's take calls. Eric in Tennessee, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead, Eric. You're on the air from Tennessee. I'm fine. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? How's it going, Gerald?
Good.
Excellent, guys. Great to listen to you guys. A lot of information, a lot of really good stuff. My question, basically, if you think back to the French Revolution, when it started, the people were so poor, they were so sick, they were so, I mean, they were just dying in the streets, basically. Do you think it'll get to that point in America before we decide to fight back, or do you think that the American spirit, like you were talking about, will actually come back and we'll be able to do something effective before it gets that bad?
I believe it could be done long before that. You know, you listen to the people that advertise the products. You listen to Alex talk about the advertisers on his show. Organic, clean food, clean environment. You think about the aspects of integrity and courage and self-respect. Those are the things that change it. I get letters all the time. We have a piece at the end of this last Trends Journal from a young fellow, 27 years old, Dan Powell. And I call it the Powell Prescription for Progress. And he wrote about how he's changed his life. He eats organic. He grows his own food. He gets dressed every day. You know, he dresses up, tries to feel better, exercises, lost weight. And here's the, and he said, this is what will really excite you. Everybody around him is changing. His girlfriend is changing. His friends are changing. His parents are changing. When the people rise to the highest level within themselves, everything changes. Don't believe me. Read Jung. Read the great philosophers. Read all of them. The world changes when the consciousness changes. And to me, we have everything in place.
Absolutely. We are the revolution for liberty. They are the revolution for tyranny. There are different forces in this world. Stop being a spectator. Eric, anything else?
Well, basically, I was reading the Trends Journal, and it's got the obituary for democracy at the beginning of it. I really recommend that read to anybody. You can download that in a PDF file.
People get in an argument about democracy, republic. I mean, a republic is the will of the people, but protected in the Bill of Rights Constitution. So it's really the same thing. When Obama says democracy, he means a pure one. But then Gerald's point is this isn't even that. It's a manufactured consent. The 74% of the Americans in a Gallup poll hate the government. So why is the government getting bigger? Because we don't have a republic. We don't have a democracy. What we've got is a manufactured kleptocracy. Thank you, Eric.
Yes.
Jason, go ahead.
I'd just like to comment on what Eric said. Yeah, thank you for reminding me about that story in the Trends Journal about obituary for democracy. I quoted from the toilet paper of record. Actually, I believe it was April 15th or around that time, because the Trends Journal just came out. And they talked about Christine Lagarde, the grand dame of the IMF. You know what IMF stands for, the International Mafia Federation. And how they're saying this, the toilet paper, and they're not even conscious of their words. They say that she has become, and the IMF, a quasi-government, and that they have more power than countries in Europe, and how she puts, and they put leaders in charge.
And she's exempt from taxes, but thinks you should work 6-7 days a week to pay her more money.
But again, and the point beyond that is that they're saying that the money junkies are in control.
Yes.
They're saying it in the New York Times. Not my language, their language.
And then if you read it, the ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center calls you a conspiracy theorist. Jason in Alabama, you're on the air. What's your question for Gerald?
Alex.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Gerald and Alex. Good to talk to you guys. Hey, love the show. I'll get my sarcasm out of the way and say that you're doing a really good job of pissing the globalists off.
Well, we're trying.
I know. Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about the police state. I had a situation that happened to me and my wife just the other night. And I think, you know, I mean, I've been listening to you for about 4 years. We've never really seen this before, but this happened to us. And so we're having to deal with it. I'm not crying about it, but we're going to deal with it. But we were at a club. I'm a songwriter and an engineer and an anthropologist and all kinds of things. But we were at a club, and we left. She wanted to. She said to me, she said, "I think we've had too much to drink tonight. Let me go get my purse and my phone." And we were parked directly behind the club. She went to go to get her purse. There were two police officers that were standing behind the club, and they approached her and they said, "Who are you? Where are you coming from? Where are you going?" And she said, "Look, I don't have to answer these questions. I'm just a person. I'm trying to get my purse out of the car." They literally beat her and arrested her and took her to jail. And she was by herself.
Yeah, they've converted police over now to, they want to get notches on their belts. We are the enemy. They're trying to convert them to where the more they attack us, the more tough they are. And they've been told, drive these people into submission. Gerald, what do you want to say to what this fellow just talked about?
Well, it's, you know, all this has really started to happen. Again, every time that there's an incident, they take more and more of our rights away. And then you look at a lot of who these people are becoming that are police. They're coming back from Iraq. They're coming back from Afghanistan. I mean, you know, This whole thing is totally out of control. And then you have a clown senator like Lindsey Graham saying this nation is a battlefield and we're at war, and these people believe it who have become cops. But I have to tell you this, on the cop scene, the cops in Kingston have to be among the coolest. There's bad sections around here. They see people out in the street having a drink at an outside thing. They don't bother anybody. They know what bad is, and that's what these cops have to understand. Leave the people alone. You want to enforce the law? Start at the top. Go after the war criminals. Go after Rumsfeld. Go after that little weasel Wolfowitz. You want to enforce the law? Leave us alone. And go after Corzine. Go after the Goldman Sachs gang. Leave us alone.
Absolutely. So how did it end, caller? I'm going to twist your arm one more segment, Gerald. 10 more minutes, take a few more calls. But how did it end, caller?
She was asking the police, she said, instead of you, like, antagonizing me, aren't you supposed to be protecting me? She was like, I am alone. There's my car. I'm trying to call a cab. And they had nothing to do with that. They just wanted to violate her and arrest her, and she went to jail, and now we have to deal with the whole thing.
Sue them. Go after them all. This is happening everywhere, though. They want to break our will. They are telling them to say...
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione, the number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Second with Gerald Celente. I will continue with your phone calls after this at 800-259-9231. All over the country now, I see the footage every day. Cops will pull somebody over and they'll film them and the cop will beat them, take them to jail, and charge them with resisting arrest and wiretapping when that's not what the law says. Or somebody will be filming outside and a cop will just walk by. I've seen people like walking down a city street and two cops will walk over where they're at and then just shove them up against a wall. And, man, I've been to third world countries. It's not even that bad. And it's the government's above the law. I mean, it's all over, folks. They're going to take our bank accounts, everything. It's all being announced. America's going under judgment. And it's going to be forced abortions and forced inoculations next. That's already beginning. And I hope everybody enjoys it because, you know, if it hadn't come to your area yet, it will. Because, you know, it's a rite of passage now, like you get a buck and, you know, skin it and then have the head taxidermied. It's a rite of passage to do a proctology exam on your wife in front of you on the side of the highway. It's a rite of passage to almost beat your 12-year-old to death. It's a rite of passage for the IRS to take your bank accounts with no judge or jury. Sorry, I guess it is a rite of passage now, isn't it, Gerald?
Isn't that a fellow that called up before, you know, with the woman getting arrested? Now, when you get arrested, thanks to the Supreme Court, okay, take off your clothes. We go to jail. Once you're in jail, they could strip search you.
Oh, yeah, it's all part of the violation. Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they get into this. It's all part of the...
I was at a party when this was happening, and I said, you know, the Obama administration supported this. And it went, no, he didn't. I said, yes, he did. I said, the Solicitor General, Verrilli, argued for the strip search. This woman got so unhinged, called me a liar. I didn't know what I was talking about. I said, look up the facts. The Obama apologists don't want to admit that their guy is as bad and worse than all of the rest of them. It's just a continuation of our loss of rights that Bush started really taking, Clinton actually.
Yeah. Tyranny is a bunch of kleptocrats who get above the law and then have a big party with us. Let's talk to Dan in Indiana. You're on the air, Dan.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. And I want to tell you that everybody really around here appreciates the information you guys are sharing and seeking the truth out. And one thing I want to comment on, about 2 years ago, the federal government put a building up here in this little town of 3,000 people that I'm from. As they were putting the building up, nobody knew what the building was. And then it was an FBI building, supposedly to monitor the power grid. Yeah, it was to monitor the power grid, all right, not the electric power. But while they were doing that, somebody hit a fiber optic line. Every cell phone and every landline went down. They are monitoring people through these fiber optic lines. When they completed that building, they run fiber optic lines, hell, high water, through the dead of winter, all over this country out here. And as far as monitoring and information, if people really want to know the technology that they have, you can go to Google Maps, you can go to Street View, and walk the little guy down the street, see who's in what car and everything.
Oh, it's worse than that. They're coming out with Google Fiber 100 times faster. They're putting it in Austin. And exactly, it came out in 96. That they have whole rooms or sometimes floors at all telecommunications. And now under cybersecurity, your company, just like I didn't even get to this today. I'm going to cover it when we come back after Gerald leaves us. I got the business census. They say they're going to basically throw me in jail. I've got to answer all these questions, violate the Fifth Amendment. And if any of it's wrong, I go to jail. There's no law behind this. They lie. I went and checked it, already knew that. But this is the new thing. that the bosses have to spy on their employees under cybersecurity. This is the total end, folks. This is a criminal takeover. Gerald Celente.
It is. And again, it's all before us. And then again, it all ties in. As the economy gets worse, as people become more desperate, as society breaks down, they will use any excuse to enslave and empower us.
And their argument is, when I was talking about the police state with the Austin police chief, he goes, you have nothing to hide, do you? I was like, come on, you know they're spying on everything. He goes, what, do you have something to hide? No, you got something to hide, government. Go ahead, Gerald.
And again, who are these people to watch us? You know, what moral ground do they stand on that they're looking to see if we're behaving properly? This is, again, just keep going back to the founding fathers. That's all we have to do, whether it's in foreign affairs and not getting involved in foreign entanglements or all of the Bill of Rights that have been put into place to protect us. All we have to do in this country to move forward is to have a renaissance in what the Revolutionary War was about, put it back into place, and push.
Absolutely. We just have to go back to freedom and all this ends. But we don't want to, because we chant USA, USA, to having our daughters given a proctology exam by men in black uniforms. Gerald Celente, you're hosting next Monday. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Ben Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. I'm going to get to your phone calls after I get into the census and play this report with Mark Dice and John Bowne from just a few days ago. They're on the Southern California coast outside Los Angeles. Just amazing information. But I want to stop something right here. Federal law and the Constitution says that every 10 years, and it goes back to Leviticus in the Old Testament, the people are to be numbered for congressional apportionment. For congressional apportionment, because your state, according to how many people you have in it, your state, according to how many people live in it, gets that number of House of Representative members. That is done via population, but then also then the state gets two senators. But the idea was the legislature would then elect the senators, so they were purely creatures of the states. The 17th Amendment got rid of that. Now, what's happening is they're trying to pass cybersecurity that makes employees indentured servants of the government. Managers in IT will have to spy on everyone and demand the username and passcodes of the Facebooks, everything, to give to Homeland Security. Any IT company that gives any type of service to 100 or more people, that means if you have a website with 100 visitors, you will have to go get federal licensing and training on how to be a Homeland Security spy. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. Now, why do I raise that in conjunction with the census? In 2000, we did reports on this. I had them come to my house in a little, blue-collar area of Austin. And the guy would park in the middle of the street, and he'd come to my door, and he'd say, listen, we're going to have you arrested if you don't fill out this form. And I said, good, have me arrested. And I would go to close the door, and the guy actually stuck his foot in. And I went, I opened the door up, and I said, okay, buddy. I said, if you trespass in here, I'm going to defend myself, and I'm calling the police right now. And it was a zit face, like 20, nothing as funny as a zit face. It was a zit face, 20-year-old guy on a power trip with his plastic badge. And I said, you're violating my Fifth Amendment and my Fourth Amendment. And he goes, it's the law. And I said, let me see that form you're bringing again. This is like the other four you've brought. And by then, my wife, girlfriend at the time, came up with a video camera. We have this tape somewhere at about that point. I go, you see here, it says the U.S. code that's off the law. Above it says how many people live here and what are their names. That's what you can say under the Constitution. That's what you can ask. That's fraud. That's constructive fraud. And he goes, that's not true. They'd have told me that. And I said, you take your thing, and I'm not filling any of it out. The whole thing's a fraud. I go, go arrest me. Because I'd gone and looked up the federal rulings against the census as a Fifth Amendment violation. It violates a bunch of other issues. And here's the worst part. On these new census, they said in 2000, as I really got into it then, listeners remember that, they said after 2010, you will be given yearly censuses, and by 2015, monthly censuses. And they were already testing them then. I happened to get the community survey that had 50-something questions. What's my toilet? Do I own guns? When do I go to work? What are my stocks and bonds? Under penalty of perjury. Document cam shot, please, for TV viewers. They come to our office yesterday, or this is a couple days ago. I was told about it yesterday. And have Ja'Kari Jackson sign for this. Registered mail saying your response is required by law. Your response. They've expanded the fraud. This is a business yearly survey, and they already know everything about us in the deal. It's already with the IRS. By the way, that violates your Fifth Amendment. That's paid to the private Federal Reserve, but that's an established criminal tyranny where they will still come after you, and so that's a battle we've already lost for now. Doesn't run the country, all goes to offshore banks on record. Ronald Reagan's own commission found that, quote, not one red cent goes to fund the country. You're like, how we build the country? We didn't have the income tax until 1913, and no one even had to pay it until the 1940s. It was a temporary war tax for the boys. Oh, my God. Most of it paid to German banks that created Hitler. I mean, you cannot make this up. Now, just like the General Motors Opel factories, the bombers weren't allowed to bomb them. There was riots at Army Air Corps bases about that. People are like, we're dying, and we're not allowed to bomb the real factories. Building tanks and aircraft. See, that's traitor talk. That's traitor talk. Now, look at this. Total violation of your Fifth Amendment. I mean, and listen, here's the deal. Even if you don't think that because you're ignorant, it says under penalty of perjury, felonies if any of it's wrong. These crooks We'll say that's what the IRS does. It's Money Magazine, Forbes, they've all done this. You go to 30 different, 40 different, 50 different, they've done different things. Different CPAs, you are going to get different answers on every one of them. Because it's all written where the big mega banks are exempt. It's all selectively enforced. You can't put $10,000 in a Swiss bank after tax. They'll arrest you. Even if it's your money. You can't fly out of the country with 10 silver coins. But if you're a globalist, you're tax exempt. Now, look at this. Look at this. It says, and fraudulently, you know, that I'll be fined $10,000 if I don't do this within 10 days. Well, you know what? I'm not doing it, you crooks. You dirty crooks. I don't care if you're a bunch of fluoride head zombies that you know, go, we're allowed to do this. Yeah. Next, it's going to be monthly surveys. All I'm going to do is sit around filling out stuff. And you know how much it'll cost me with my accountants already complying with the Federal Reserve's IRS that gives illegal aliens fake IDs and lets them steal money and all this crap? I mean, it's just all a bunch of lawless, drug-dealing, murdering government. I've had it with you. I see you. I know who you are, filth, and I know the law. Judges have ruled in 2001 and others where census people bust in houses, come across property, get in fights with people, rape women. Because imagine the freaks. I had one try to force their way in my house, and I opened the door, and I said, you just stuck your foot in my door. The cops want to do it all. This country is so gone until we realize that there's no future. Look at this. Look at this. Failure to fill it out, $10,000 fines, and then, and of course, it's not even a law. It's all fraud. And then look at this thing. Everything about us, stocks, bonds, officers and companies, blah, 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 everything about my employees. I mean, and every bit of inventory. And if one bit of it's wrong, I'm arrested. You know what? I'm going to write Fifth Amendment all over this. I'm going to write Fifth Amendment all over it, and I'm going to send it back to you. And they're going to make us do this monthly now. Imagine. Imagine. And these people do nothing all day but sit there and spy on us for the foreign banks that have occupied this country. This is a foreign agency now. This is a seized country. They're like, well, we do this to help you. You got to help know how to shut down the businesses quicker, how to ship them overseas, how to find small businesses to harass. Your job under Agenda 21 is to destroy America, to get everybody on welfare. It's all on record. Finished goods, work in progress, material supplies, total inventories, LIFO reserve, if any. Every business in the country is getting these. Total inventories, post-production services, film, video, digital media, motion picture film processing laboratory. Hey, dumbasses, people don't use film anymore. Author, writer, and or composer, audio, post-production. We get letters now going, hey, this is the state of California. Who's this IT company you use? We're going to create a nexus and charge you sales tax off of it. And it's not even a law. It's just crooks. Talent payment services, actors or actresses, page after page after page after page after page, and we'll arrest you if you don't do it. We'll arrest you if any of it's wrong. Broadcaster exhibit features, rent future films, license or domestic rights exhibit, motion picture, television program, other. I just got an FCC notice that we're not providing for on our broadcast TV closed captioning, even though it's on our YouTube channel. They're now saying footage that we shoot is broadcast TV. They have no jurisdiction. I went and read the law. But they're saying they're going to fine me. Good, I'll go to court with you too, you little maggots. There's no amount of money you can get out of America to keep the country up. It's designed to implode, you idiots. And by the way, you're going to lose everything you've got, New World Order. All of you minions. So, Fifth Amendment violation, it's totally criminal. They now say you've got to have a license to have a church. Ever read the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion, particularly as thereof? You know any of that stuff? No, a bunch of sheep that do whatever they're told. So now the cops are going to come in your house without a warrant. Now they're going to take your bank account. Now here is the premiere of this piece put out by our own John Bowne. Mark Dice doing a great job showing how sick and crazy Californians are signing petitions to bring in Nazi rule in America and confiscate the guns. This is the authoritarian nature. As long as it's a government, they'll go with it because that's their mommy, that's their daddy, that's who they worship. Here it is.
This petition is to support door-to-door searches and
gun confiscations of the registered weapons since we have databases of them. And we're just going to model our system after England and a zip code, please, to confiscate.
I always watch news about the gunshot every school in Vietnam.
Yeah, thanks for your support. We're gonna take those guns away from everybody and model the system after England. So I appreciate your support. They want to cut the police force by 20% in Oceanside.
Uh-huh.
We signed the petition to stop the police force from getting cut. We don't need Oceanside to turn back into a ghetto.
I don't even live here, dude.
That's okay. Help our community and just print, sign, and a zip code to support the Orwellian police state. And we're modeling our system off of the Russian and German Nazi police state, and we're just trying to do that here in a zip code to support the Orwellian police state too. So thank you so much supporting that. It's hard to keep a straight face sometimes. The Nazi Germany police state. Did you hear that? What is wrong with these people? You heard what I said, right?
All right, can I have a minute of your time? Just a second of your time. Would you mind signing here? What we're doing is a petition to basically ban the Second Amendment in order to stop these heinous gun shows from selling guns to average citizens.
Yeah.
And what we want is, you know, mainly the criminals to have the guns. Yeah, and just sign there. Yeah, just sign there. Uh-huh. Yeah, just right there. Yeah. And then your zip code.
Okay.
Yeah, what we want is we want to go to every door in the community and find the guns that people have in their homes and take them from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way we're safe, you know. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're a great American.
Close the...
I don't know if I...
Just print.
Are we peeling?
Yeah, we're modeling the new system off of the England model, and we're just going to get all the guns off the streets except for the police and the military. So just print your name there. We won't call you or we won't contact you. But
what do you do?
Well, we just we work with the third-party petitioning system, so we're just on a zip code to repeal the Second Amendment. Thanks for supporting that. You know about CalMed?
No.
It's like the Obamacare for the low-income families and the minorities. They're going after that. They want to repeal that. I just need a name and a signature to help to support the Obamacare free vaccination program. Just print your name here, sign, and a zip code.
Okay.
It's a free vaccination for the low-income families, but they want to remove that and take that away. So just print your name here, please. We won't contact you. Just a zip code. Print your name first, please, to support the free vaccination programs with as much mercury as possible to inject into the children, and a zip code to support the mercury vaccination program. Thank you so much for that. We'll inject as many kids as we can.
I support Second Amendment.
Why would you do something like that?
Because
guns are dangerous.
People are more dangerous than guns.
I'm not for guns, but I'm from France, so.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Well, they have guns still in France?
No, we don't.
Oh, well, good. Thank God. Did you want to sign?
Yeah, you just...
The civilians don't.
The civilians don't have any guns, so you just signed a petition to endorse the door-to-door searches to get the guns out of the homes, too. So I really appreciate
it. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mark.
Mark, hey, Mark.
Thanks for supporting the door-to-door gun confiscations, bro.
So this is going to be within the next few months?
Yeah, we're going to just send the police and the military knocking on doors.
The military, too?
Yeah, well, they're going to we're going to eliminate...
Here in Oceanside?
Yeah, we've eliminated Posse Comitatus, and so the police and the military... We've eliminated Posse Comitatus, so the military...
Posse Comitatus,
so the military and the police are going to work hand-in-hand and go door-to-door and just remove all the guns from people's houses.
Guns,
so,
shotguns, you mean?
Yeah, everything. So I really appreciate your support,
bro.
Yeah,
I guess people are really having a problem with
that. Yeah, we're going to fix it. Thanks for your help. And this is supporting the police state, and we're going to model the new police state after George Orwell's 1984. And zip code, please.
Yeah, right?
This is, like I said, this is supporting the police state and the Orwellian 1984 surveillance systems that we want to implement here and model our society after that. So I really appreciate you supporting the police state with our petition here. And a zip code to support the police state, too. Thank you so much.
I like that.
You didn't want to sign that?
I can't do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
These guns need to be taken away. They're frightening.
I agree with that, but it's just, I think they should do some more like physical or psychological tests before they take away guns.
Oh, sure, yeah, for mental evaluation. Absolutely.
Yeah, print and sign there to support the police state, the Orwellian measures. We're going to model the police state after Orwell's model. So thanks for supporting the Orwellian police state. So just print, sign, and a zip code just to not cut the force by 20%, please.
Okay.
And what this petition is doing is it's supporting the police state, and we're sort of modeling the new American police state after Russia and Germany's police state. Zip code, please, to support the police state in America. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. We're supporting the police state. This petition is supporting the growing police state in America, and we're modeling our police state off of the one in Russia and Germany. So thanks for supporting the police state.
You're welcome.
And what we're going to do is with the Obamacare is inject the kids with as many vaccines filled with mercury as we can and just help to increase the autism rates and the side effects. So you just supported that. Thank you.
By the way, Rob Jacobson also contributed to that report. Incredible cinematography. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, we didn't have to work to get those people. Next, we're going to call for killing children up to age 3. Just kill them all for the earth. And we will have people in Austin sign it and salute with pleasure, because we're the conspiracy theorist. Killing children, worshiping Hitler is liberal. I love Mr. Maddow, baby!
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you ought to catch. It's a bunch of troops coming to everybody's house telling they're all suspects. One person does something wrong in your city, you're a suspect. Unless you're the government, then you're an exempt from everything because you're the God.
USA, USA, take my rights. USA, USA, we got the CIA-trained bomber. We're doing good now.
And, you know, we spent half our time filling stuff out to the IRS, the collection agency for the Federal Reserve, so it can set everybody up and get penalties and interest. It's all designed like the mafia, where they come after you and throw you in one of their big giant prisons, and now they want you to fill out monthly reports to them with the census when the law says every 10 years and how many people live here and what's their names. Number the people, Leviticus. This isn't numbering the people. I mean, why don't I just full-time do bookkeeping for the Department of Commerce? Bunch of criminals. Let's go ahead. And they're like, no, it's a conspiracy theory. We don't have statutory authority. And we're allowed to arrest any citizen we want and kill him. Because America's a free country, huh? And we're number one, USA, USA. Don in Kentucky, you're on the air, USA, USA. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? I want to say thank you for telling people to grow their gardens.
USA, 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 you need a license to have a garden.
USA, 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 USA.
That's good. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
After that Mark Dice piece, I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Now he walks right up and goes, we're going to have the Nazis take over and take everybody in a prison camp. They're like, oh, excellent. Oh, wow.
We signed a petition.
Yay! Yeah! FEMA camps! Yeah, it's freedom!
People are waking up every day, though, thanks to
Rand Paul says have the drones kill people in America. Yay!
USA! USA!
I'm sorry. I'm starting to get into this. I'm going to inject USA. Go ahead. Look at Rachel Maddow. That was a handsome guy. I mean, I'm not into guys, but I'm telling you. Hey, that's pretty handsome. Hey, check this out right here. They put Mr. Maddow up on screen. Kind of got a crush on her. Anyways, hold on. I'm going to inject USA.
USA! USA!
I'm sorry. It's a hell of a drug. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead. What were you calling it about? I didn't mean to talk about my crush on Mr. Maddow.
My daughter has not got my grandchildren vaccines, and a lot of it's due to your show, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, ma'am. You know, the insert said it can kill your kid, but that's a conspiracy. Don't read the insert.
Yeah, that's what they tell her, and she's like, no.
All you got to do is say USA, USA. What if a cop pulled you over and you said USA, USA? They'd go, code accessed, I must worship you, USA, USA,
USA, USA, USA, USA.
While people are just lined up, if they put up big giant microwave ovens, you saw people being fried in them, like 50 feet tall, 100 feet deep, and they played USA like mosquitoes to a bug zapper, the average citizen would just march like a zombie into it, and oh, USA. They would like put their baby in the microwave and go, USA, USA. I'm sorry.
USA!
Sorry, man. Go ahead. Anything else about USA today?
No, I just want to say thanks, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you. They just put Hillary on screen. There's only one woman, I think, more beautiful than Rachel Maddow, and that's Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine running your hands through her hair? You imagine like the smell of dead meat coming out of her mouth. It'd be like finding a dead horse that had been dead for a week out in some field and just rolling all over it. I mean, you know Hillary Clinton stinks. Can you imagine? I bet she smells like a dead horse.
Danger, huh? Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson.
Danger, don't get near her. I mean, can you imagine? This is like the stench. She's probably got hair on her chest. Continuously all the way down into her pants.
USA! USA! USA!
Yes.
USA! USA!
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now,
hey,
live from
look
Austin,
at that checkpoint.
Texas,
looks Alex like they're Jones. Doing cavity searches on that family. Well, that's what we do in USA. I mean, we wouldn't be free if they didn't ship the drugs in and give us deadly shots. Then I might have an IQ high enough to understand what's happening. Gee, ain't that the way it is, boss? You know.
They had some police captain on the news in a press conference last night that I thought was like a joke. He looked like, well, I don't know, like what had happened to him. He was like going,
yeah, you know, symbolically let us put the cuffs on him. You know, we the people have thanked us for what we did. And we were just here for the terrorists.
I almost taped it, but it'd be mean to play it. And you got the other cops standing there all smug, narcissistically getting off on the press, just going, this press conference can go for 10 hours if you wanted to. It makes me go crazy how nutty these people are, man. It's just going to get crazier and crazier. I kind of gotten out of control. I apologize. Tom in South America wants to talk about Homeland Security. I mean, could they pick a more Orwellian sounding thing? Go ahead, Tom. You're on the air. You want to play a USA for you?
I'd rather have the Republic. The other night, I had supper with a guy, and I said, where do you live? Bellingham, Washington. I said, what do you do? Well, we have seven rental properties, apartments and houses, and we've lost all of them except the last two. We've been living in foreclosure for almost 2 years. He says, I retire in 5 months. I said, oh, where do you work? He says, I work for Homeland Security. I said, Homeland Security. I said, he says, yeah, I'm one of the oldest ones there. I said, he said, now they only hire 35 and younger. When 9/11 happened, they needed literally thousands of people, so they just hired people like crazy. And he said, I got in. Anyway, my friend says, you guys got hollow points. He said, we have pellets and pellets. We have many, many pellets of hollow points. And he said, we go to the range. He said, when I started during 9/11, we'd go to the range every 3 weeks, and we were trained just to do a warning shot in the air. And then it changed to a wound shot, arm or leg.
And now they train to shoot children. Mm-hmm.
Now they shoot to kill.
That calls for a USA. That calls
USA.
Go ahead. They can actually play that on loudspeakers when they mow our families down in big pits and wear little commie uniforms and run around giving high fives. There's big posters of Michelle Maddow everywhere. My boyfriend, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can see that there's a real disconnect between a need-to-know basis, because the guy doesn't have a clue why he lost his houses and his real estate. He doesn't
under mayors, they're taking houses that are totally paid for in cash 20 years ago. Why not? USA! 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 The absurdity of this. People signing petitions to put America under Nazi Germany. Because they go, is that government? Oh, damn right, I want that. I'm sorry, sir. Why were you talking to this guy? Are you a consultant or something?
Well, no, he actually is going to move down here. As soon as he retires in 5 months, he's moving.
Oh, so he's helped wreck America, and now he's moving on. That makes sense. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That exactly makes sense. The other heads up is for the last 6 months, I've watched this country is dollarized, so they have the U.S. dollar here, Ecuador.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we've watched the U.S. dollar, the $100 bills disappear. And so about a month ago, we tried to get a fair amount of exchange, and all they'd give us is $20 bills or $10 bills. So I asked the banks, I said, where are the $100 bills? He said, there aren't any. And now I just heard yesterday that in October they're going to introduce a brand new $100 bill.
Hey, let's end this with a USA. That sounds great. Hyperinflation. USA. Yeah! Get rid of the Bill of Rights. Oh, yeah! Get the freedom. USA! 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 Hail the big sis! Hail Napolitano!